Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Congressman Jared Huffman held a press conference in Eureka today. Dan Squire has more.
Congressman Jared Huffman is on the North Coast this week, and he began his trip in Crescent City on Monday, meeting with civic leaders regarding the harbor, tsunami damage, and national parks. Today, Congressman Huffman was in Eureka and held a press conference to discuss the first bill he will introduce into the House. The bill will reestablish a federal loan program that provides reduced interest rates for commercial Pacific fishing fleets.
And it's a bill to help the Pacific groundfish industry refinance a federal loan from about a decade ago and address some of the burdens that it has had on them. They're paying way more interest than they really should be.
When asked if he believed the bill had a good chance of passing the House, Huffman responded,
"Well, I do. Now, whether we can get it through this year, I don't know. But you just have all the ingredients, even in a divided, polarized government. I have bipartisan support. We're not talking about any new cost to the federal government. This is just refinancing an existing debt. And it's a bill that promotes jobs and economic growth. So, you know, those are usually not radicalized issues along party lines. Those are things where we can find common ground, and I hope we get that done."
Congressman Huffman has teamed up with Alaska Representative Don Young, who is co-sponsoring the legislation.
Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers, along with medical personnel, responded to a report of a stabbing victim lying in the roadway at the Wiat Overpass on Monday night. When officers reached the scene, they found passerbys providing first aid to a stabbing victim who had suffered multiple stab wounds. Deputies quickly found the suspect because he was still on scene, and they arrested him following a short interview. The suspect, 29-year-old Clayton Hamilton of Orem, Utah, was arrested and booked into county jail on an attempted murder charge. Officers interviewed both the victim and local friends of Hamilton's, and they reported that the victim had been hitchhiking and looking for a ride to Garberville when Hamilton picked him up in Redding. Hamilton was on his way to Humboldt County to meet his friend and had told them he was on the way. The three met in Fortuna for lunch, and then Hamilton's friend said Hamilton began acting strangely, claiming the victim was evil and that he needed to kill him. The friend then saw Hamilton leaving the scene with the victim in his truck and followed them to Wiat, where the assault took place. The friend called 911 as the victim struggled with Hamilton and was stabbed several times. A 4.3 magnitude earthquake shook the north coast at just before 7:40 this morning. The temblor was located 7 miles west of Ferndale and 20 miles southwest of Eureka. The short, sharp jolt was felt in numerous locations throughout the area. There are no reports of damage, although it does give a frame of reference for tomorrow's scheduled tsunami warning system test. The Humboldt County Fair Association has selected Richard Conway of Ferndale as the interim general manager of the Humboldt County Fair. The fair takes place in Ferndale from August 14th to August 25th. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office obtained search warrants for two residences, one in the 2100 block of Law Boulevard in Eureka, the other in the 1900 block of Scenic Drive Fortuna. When deputies arrived at the Eureka location, they found 19-year-old Matthew Mildebrand with a 17-year-old juvenile female. After searching the residence, they found approximately 10 pounds of processed marijuana, and evidence that Matthew Mildebrand had unlawful sexual relations with a minor. Matthew Mildebrand was arrested and booked into county jail, while the juvenile female was released to her mother. The Fortuna residence belonged to 56-year-old Mark Mildebrand and his wife, 54-year-old Denise Mildebrand, Matthew Mildebrand's parents. While deputies searched the premises, Mark Mildebrand arrived in his employer's truck, and upon searching the vehicle, deputies found approximately 10 pounds of harvested marijuana. After deputies arrested Mark Mildebrand, Denise Mildebrand arrived at the residence and was arrested as well. The investigation is still underway, and more arrests are anticipated. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.